Hell Yes Life, episode 34. Welcome to the Hell Yes Life podcast, the show that helps you come alive so you can live a hell yes life. I'm your host, Norman Bell. Hey there, Hell Yes Lifers. It's Norman Bell. Welcome to another episode of the Hell Yes Life podcast. This time, I am on the road. I have gone rogue, and I'm on the road. Literally, I'm just sitting here in my car on the side of the road on my way home, and I'm trying something new here. I'm using my Evernote app to record this, so the recording quality is probably not as good. But I am going to, run it through Audacity and see if I can make it sound passable here. And if so, then maybe this is another little outlet for me to just get off a quick 5 minute or here, 5 to 10 minute episode, just ramble about whatever's on my mind. This is why I stopped to do this, which is to be able to, just like, oh, I just heard something. I want to comment on that. So here's what I heard. They were talking about the Republican healthcare bill and how, that this is an anomaly. They're trying to, who knows if they'll be successful or not. We'll be able to listen back to this in the future and go, oh yeah, they did succeed in that, or oh, they failed miserably. But they are interested in, they're trying to roll back social programs, basically. They're trying to roll back Medicaid or pull it away from the amount of people covered compared to what it is now, right? And they're basically saying that's never been done on such a mass scale. Once you get that out there, it's hard to roll it back. And so we'll see how they do with that. They're going to try to roll that back and then, kind of divert some of the saved money to benefit the wealthy. That's basically what they were saying on NPR. So, I say good luck with that. Good luck with that. And God bless them. God bless them because, here's the whole thing, right? They were talking about there's one guy, I don't know what his name is, but he would benefit from this. He's a billionaire already. He's somebody who's avidly supports the Republicans and is behind this healthcare initiative to roll this stuff back. Well, he would benefit himself personally to the tune of, $50 million, $500 million, $50 million. I mean, $50 million doesn't sound like that much money anymore. But anyway, and, guess what? Let's just say that does happen, and then he gets that $50 million. Well, congratulations. You just got 50 million nothings because money doesn't even exist except for in our consciousness as human beings. Now, I'm not saying that we don't need to earn money and we need to pay the bills and eat food and live indoors. But, people who obsess about making more and more and more and more money, they're going to get to the end of their lives. This is what I don't want to have happen to me, is I don't want to get to the end of my life, the end that I have been denying my whole life, because I'm living in this bubble of, this is just going to go on forever, and I just need to keep amassing and amassing more money so I can buy more things and so forth. Look at Donald Trump, right? Donald Trump is a perfect example of someone who is, to show us all just how well amassing money and power works as far as making a person happy, right? Just think in your mind of a picture of Donald Trump's face. I'll bet it has a big frown on it, right? He's a big frowny face grump, right? This guy is a grump, and whatever else you want to say about Donald Trump, it's just ridiculous that the guy is president of the United States, but he's gonna die. He's gonna probably be dead in the next like 5 to 10 years. I'm not saying like somebody's gonna shoot him or anything like that, but he's like 75 years old. He's not living very healthily or anything like that. He's stressed out. He's tweeting at 3 in the morning or whatever. he's going to be dead soon. And is that even on his radar? Is that even on his radar? Like the most precious thing that he has is his consciousness, his life, his presence, his the time that he has left on this planet as an existing human being. But no, instead he's probably in, you know, these laborious meetings about trying to do this, that, and the other, which he, you know, you can just tell that the guy doesn't either, one, know anything about any of this stuff, and two, he just, the only thing he cares about is winning, right? Win, win, win. Oh, I won. And for what, right? He's going to get to the end of his life and he's going to have one of those deathbed moments where he's like, oh crap, I focused on the wrong thing. And then he's going to die, right? You don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person. I want to live an abundant life. I want to, you know, it's part of my vision to be hosting retreats in Bora Bora or whatever. And I'd like a Tesla sports car and so forth. But those aren't the things that are going to make us happy in and of themselves. And we see the people at the top, the quote-unquote top of the food chain. And all we have to do is look at them a little bit and listen to them and hear about their lives to know that that's not the answer in and of itself. You know, we need to, I'd like to, you know, come back to submit that what will make you happier than amassing wealth is getting back to that, you know, the real who you are after you peel back everything else. You know, who were you as a little kid who didn't even know what money was? You know, my daughter's 7 years old. I'm still having to kind of like, basically like, yeah, so here's this, there's this thing, money, and we use it to buy everything. And, you know, it's just a rumor to her what money is. And she, and time too, right? Money and time. Here's the thing. We are suckers, right? Because the two things that, you know, everyone has told us for, you know, most of our lives that are the two of the most important things in the world, time and money, don't even exist. When you were a child, my daughter is 7 years old. Okay, so now she's starting to get, you know, indoctrinated into, you know, being aware of what time it is and so forth. But overall, she's still, and definitely in her younger years, 3, 4, 5, no awareness whatsoever of time. You know, what time is it? And money, you know, what is money, right? It's just this tool. Those two things, they're just tools that we have created as a practical way of being able to go about our lives. But, you know, we could go into arguing about whether time does or doesn't exist. But I would say read The Power of Now. That would point point you in a direction to then we can kind of talk it over as to whether there is time or not. You know, obviously on the one sense, oh sure, obviously there is time, right? There's, you know, we could refer back to things that happened in the past that and, you know, we can look forward to things in the future and then those things happen. And then, you know, like the U2 concert, I went to the U2 concert a few weeks ago. Well, for a while I was looking forward to it. I had not experienced it. And now it's in the past. I can remember it. But, you know, as Eckhart Tolle would say, both the past and the future, they're just memory traces, right? That they're not real. They're just something that, even just as I said that, I started to fall out of my head a little bit here and more into my body and become more present, right? So the only thing that is really real is the present moment. Now, okay, so listen, here's a little test. Here's how we can determine there's no time. Ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, and now I'm going to replace that with now, 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 now. Okay, so that sounds almost like I'm insane, right? But at which, you know, at any one of those times, it's now. There's no like, oh, one, for when you went from 1 to 2 and now you're on 2 and you're looking back at 1. No, 1 is now, 2's now, 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 now. We've just created this tool that this time thing, and we have these things called, well, you know, we used to have watches and clocks, and now we've got time on our phones and all this kind of stuff. But yeah, time doesn't really exist. You know, time doesn't exist. Money doesn't exist. And the people who are obsessed with time and money, people like Donald Trump, are miserable. So let's focus on what really lights us up. What makes us come alive? Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it, because what the world needs is people who have come alive, right? Pablo Picasso said, "It's taken me my entire life to learn how to paint like a child," right? Now, that is a profound thing to say, because he basically means that he spent his whole life learning how to unlearn everything that he had been taught, right? And I think, you know, I read about Pablo Picasso, like he had, you know, he had to learn everything, all the traditional ways of painting before he came around to doing what he did. But, you know, we've all learned these, you know, ways that society expects us to do things. You know, our job now is to unlearn those things so we can go back and, you know, rediscover that light that's inside of us. It's inside of us. That's one thing I can guarantee. It doesn't matter how ossified or crusty you're feeling right now, or old. You might feel 1,000 years old right now if you've just had a crappy day and, you know, you've been doing the same thing over and over again. There's a light inside you. I can guarantee that. You know, if you were a baby, then there's a light in there. It didn't go out. It's just covered over. So let's dig. Let's keep digging for that light. And, you know, let's let the people in Washington do what they're going to do. You know, one great thing about having somebody like Donald Trump in office versus Hillary Clinton. I mean, I lean towards Democrat. I honestly don't really care that much anymore. You know, when you have somebody like Obama in there, for me, I was like, yay, oh, he's going to save us. No, you know, these people are doing a job. They're politicians. Like, it's very limited what they're able to do, as we saw with Obama. I mean, he was a good president, but, he's not gonna enlighten us, right? He's not able to in that capacity, in that job. Now, when we have somebody like Donald Trump in there, man, you can just look at that and go, oh, man, I know I'm not going to be going there for my inspiration. So it's been easy for me. You know, I started this podcast at the beginning of the year, and one of the things that got me going on it was like, oh, man, if he's going to be doing his thing, I'm going to be doing my thing, you know, because I'm not saying that I'm like, you know, like the savior or something, but I want to do my small part to inspire people as well. And as uninspiring as things are in Washington right now, hey, we can look elsewhere for our inspiration. We can look to other people that we love to watch and listen to. And more importantly, we can look inside ourselves and we can start creating our own stuff, you know, and we can start creating our own rules. So that's all I got to say for this time. It's kind of a freeform Friday, just kind of rambling. Now I'm coming back to like, well, maybe I'll publish this. Maybe I'll edit it a little bit. But anyway, I'll upload it, and we'll see what happens. So thanks for listening. And I'm not going to end with a big hell yes. I'm just going to say thanks for listening. Let's live a hell yes life, shall we? All right.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Hell Yes Life podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS feed. If you like the show, please leave a rating and review. And if you want to stay connected, visit hellyeslife.com and sign up for the e-newsletter and private Facebook group. Again, I'm Norman Bell. Thanks for joining me. Now let's get out there and live a Hell Yes Life.